Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Senator Bill Cassidy joins us right now. Doctor, Mr. Senator, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you, brother?
I'm okay. I'm going to call you Bill because I don't have time to go through all that.
That works for me.
Tell me about the emergency bill at the health care, at the border, the presidential veto, what happens now, et cetera.
Yeah, so the issue, you know, obviously we just had the vote. I'll tell you how I rationalized it. The president has a right to call an emergency. Congress gave him that right. We have 64,000 Americans dying of overdoses annually. A lot of those drugs are overdosing, are coming across the southern border. We got 2,000 people a day entering our country illegally. There's human trafficking, et cetera. Sounds like an emergency to me.
Was
the
this
president
one
has a right to call it.
I'm sorry. When it was your vote, when you voted for this, was your primary concern about the president and his power being challenged, and not just him, any president, in terms of who can declare an emergency when and a Democratic House fighting him? Was it about the actual emergency at the border? Tell me which one maybe jumped out at you more.
Yeah, the emergency at the border. It's real easy to kind of get caught up in kind of the politics of the issue. But Congress gave the president the right to call an emergency. I think it's an emergency of what is happening at the border and related to border security. A wall is not the complete solution, but it's part of the solution. And the president has the right to reprogram those dollars. Congress gave him the right. So that's how I fell down on it.
Let me go back to the emergency for a second, Senator, if I can. And the military, talking about a 20-page document, I think, they sent to the Congress talking about what they were going to have to cut. 20-page list of military construction projects as a result of the money that President Trump allocated to the wall after declaring an emergency. And I guess you can look at this two ways. You can look at it as it weakens the military, or you can look at it as the president campaigned on a policy of cutting waste and that this will force the military to tighten their belts and maybe do things a little more efficiently. What do you think?
I think it's better to look at it, how are our national security concerns addressed? Now, again, 64,000 Americans are dying annually from overdoses. A lot of those drugs, not all, but a lot, are coming across the southern border. If we have a chance to better intercept some of the drugs coming across the border, isn't that a national security issue? And so I don't think we need to write it in concrete that we're going to do something no matter what, because this is how we originally say we're going to do it. We have to adapt to facts on the ground. And if you're a mother whose child has died of an overdose, you know what the emergency is. It is where the drugs are coming across. And one of the places they're coming across in a major form is the southern border.
I guess what I'm asking is, it's not necessarily going to make the military weaker, is it?
No. The money that is being used is used for military installations. And so does it have an impact? It'll have an impact. But in terms of the overall military budget, the military will remain as strong even with this action. I hate to say $2 billion is not a lot of money. $2 billion is a lot of money. But relative to the entire military budget and what they're using the money for, they can absorb this.
So maybe more efficiencies. When it comes to the College Transparency Act, you and Elizabeth Warren working together with some more bipartisan members. I'm excited about bipartisan stuff. It just makes me feel like the system may be working. What is the College Transparency Act?
Yeah, what we want is some young 18-year-old to be able to look in the mirror, whatever she or he looks like, say, listen, I'm going to a college at this university. This is my likelihood, whatever I look like, my likelihood of graduating. If I go into this curriculum at this university, this is how much it'll cost, soup to nuts, and this is much I'll probably have to borrow, and this is how much I'll earn once I graduate. Now, you give that 18-year-old and her family that information, she can make a better decision for her future. That's what it's about.
And I would think at some point there would be some kind of table or sliding scale of, if you make this much and you have this much debt, it's going to take you this, almost like a credit card, right, Senator, where it's going to take you this long to pay it off?
Well, look at it. If you go to a state university or if you go to a place that gives you mechanical engineering, you're going to graduate having spent a little bit less, but nonetheless, and by the way, your degree is going to, you get out, you're in six figures or close to it as a mechanical engineer. You can go to a top flight university, pay more in tuition, but you may have more opportunity because of that, okay? You know that. But what you don't want to do is go someplace where you spend a lot of money for a degree in which you may not even graduate, but if you do graduate, the degree will not set you up for making what you need to do to pay back your loans. That's worst of all. There's a lot of kids who end up in that situation. We don't want that situation.
I know a lot of them, too, want to have the college experience, and that's fine, but that should be part of your computations, as in, well, okay, if you want to, you know, go to this school and get the ring and say you belong to this sorority or fraternity and you enjoyed this, the atmosphere and so forth, that's fine, but you got to be aware that this is not free. At some point, you have to pay this back.
And so we do ask that it be soup to nuts. Some people, some schools will present what it costs, only the tuition, not the books, the fees, the room, and the board. So you can imagine an a la carte menu, if you will. This is how much it costs in terms of tuition, room, board, and fees. But if you want to do Greek life, this is how much more it will cost.
Mm-hmm.
And so you tack it on. But the 18-year-old will know what he or she needs to know. So when they graduate, they actually have a degree and they have a manageable debt load so they can get started in life as opposed to being burdened for the next 30 years with student debt.
What chances does it have of being passed?
Oh, very good. We have 17 co-sponsors right now, bipartisan. I think we'll end up with more than that. I think it's got a reasonable chance of being passed.
President's on board?
Well, the president will be on board for this. The president's about empowering the average American, and this is about empowering the average American.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Bill Cassidy, Senator from Louisiana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.